The next item on the agenda is the U.S. corridor 30 U.S. 30 corridor plan and retail recruitment contract with RDG Planning and Design Group and funding for the CADC in the amount of $150,000 over 3 years. And Shannon and Mark are here, and we'll start with Mike, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. As the council's aware, for a number of months, the City of Carroll and along with the CADC and the Chamber of Commerce have been discussing the challenges we are now facing in our community with the retail environment. While the city remains strong retail, remains a strong retail destination, with COVID-19, the upcoming closing of JCPenney's and others, the retail environment in Carroll is facing new and unique challenges. At the same time, COVID-19 has caused some to change their shopping patterns and have renewed their effort to shop local, which is a positive thing, versus shopping out of our community in Des Moines or Omaha or other areas. Additionally, having a strong retail sector in our community is important so that we have a quality of life, as a community, a quality of life. It's important, it's just like any other amenity, like a park, school, library, and other amenities. To that end, it's important, we feel, for our community to work hard and to build upon the retail successes we've had in the past. To that, there's kind of a two-part process that we're looking to undertake. First is to hire a firm to help develop a unified U.S. 30 corridor plan, which includes the review of the entire U.S. 30 corridor within the Carroll city limits and to target work on the downtown area. The second part would be to run a concurrent process that extends over the next 3 years and to obtain the services of a retail recruitment firm for the city of Carroll. I believe this is a very exciting process and timing for the city of Carroll, and think it's a great partnership between the city of Carroll and specifically CADC over the next few years as we write the next chapter for the city of Carroll. While the JCPenney's is a targeted area that we're certainly looking at, it should be stressed that we're going to be looking at all those underutilized and vacant sites that we have in the city of Carroll and really target new life in all of our buildings that are available in our community. I'm going to spend a few minutes and just kind of go over a little bit of the details because I think it's important. First, for part of the project, RDD design, planning and design is being proposed to be retained to complete a plan that will be led by the City of Carroll. RDG has completed past projects for the City of Carroll and the CADC, including the Carroll County Housing Study, and more recently, their work related to the Carroll Recreation Center Improvement Project. There's the two main components of this project. First is a focus review of the core corridor commerce area within the downtown area of Carroll, and a review of the entire U.S. corridor, our U.S. 30 corridor in the city of Carroll. The review would identify marketing opportunities, redevelopment opportunities, parking challenges, current and future land use, needs for public improvements and private improvements, and a review of the city's code to both ease the development challenges in the city of Carroll and also to encourage the type of development that we want to see continue in our community. The second, with the upcoming closure of the JCPenney's building, to develop architectural scenarios to help potential future users understand the building and how it can be redeveloped, including a new facade for both a single use and multi-tenant. We think that's really important. It's going to be a tough building with the facade on there, and would help, we think, move that property. RDG planning and design would also work in concert with the retail consultant that'd be hired by CADC to guide their planning process to ensure cohesion between the two efforts. Related to the retail recruitment, for this part of the project, the retail coach is proposed to be retained to complete a retail recruitment and development strategy to be led by the CADC. This project includes a number of areas, including analyze the current market conditions, determining retail opportunities through retail gap analysis, identify development and redevelopment opportunities within the city, identify retailers and developers that could assist with recruitment of retailers in our community, marketing the retail opportunities within Carroll, recruiting retailers and developers, and develop a unique downtown retail profile and gap analysis. And that would specifically, and I think this is important for our current entrepreneurs in our communities to hold workshops with the existing business owners on opportunities they have to grow in the context of the retail gaps within Carroll, and then also to provide ongoing retail recruitment assistance. The retail coach work we do see working also in concert with the consultant that would be hired by the City of Carroll as we develop the US 30 corridor plan to guide their planning efforts to ensure, again, cohesion between the two projects. The financial investment for this work, for the US 30 corridor plan, the City of Carroll would be retaining RDG at a cost of $60,000. For the retail recruitment, CEDC will lead this part of the project and retain the retail coach and staff the project. To support CADC's efforts, is being asked the city provide $50,000 a year over 3 years. The cost of the retail coach is over the 3 years would be $97,000, and the remaining $53,000 will be used to cover CADC expenses and staff costs to work on this project. Funding sources for this project, while these activities have not been budgeted in the current fiscal year budget, we do think there's some urgency to move forward with this project, especially with the challenges I've outlined. So with that, we are proposing that we use local option sales tax as a funding source. We do have sufficient reserves in that account to support this project, and that we would be looking also to buy this retail recruitment to really support the local option sales tax fund itself. So the annual investment would be $110,000 in fiscal year 2021, and then $50,000 each year in fiscal year 2022 and 2023 for a total of $210,000. Now, certainly I would say, as I've talked, is, you know, this is probably the beginning of the investment. We think there'll be a lot of things that will come out of here, both for public investment and possible incentives to encourage. So this is probably just the start as we look to move forward in this next chapter. So the staff recommendation tonight is consider approval of a resolution approving a contract with RDD Planning and Design Group in the amount of $60,000 for the US 30 corridor plan, and approval of a motion providing the Carroll Area Development Corporation, CADC, $50,000 per year starting in fiscal year 2021 for 3 years for a total of $150,000 to support the development of a retail recruitment for the Carroll by retaining the services of the retail coach and to support the administrative costs of the project. With that, Shannon and Mark Neffel are both here, and we're happy to answer any questions the council has this evening.
About how long would the RDG component take? Is that like a 2 month, 3 month process?
Approximately
for them to do
6 months.
6 months, okay.
Project. The contract says that they have to complete the work by April of 2021.
But they'll be looking at more than just where the JCPenney building was.
Absolutely. That is,
because they can look at the mall area and stores along the sides and all that. Okay.
Correct. That's pretty minor. And okay. Overall, you know, they'll be looking throughout the entire community. In the
actually the whole city.
It's the whole city. Okay.
Yeah, I just want to say that I really appreciate the work that Mr. Pogie Weaver, as well as CADC and the chamber, have put in on this. You know, we've watched this develop recently, and it looks like a very solid plan to utilize the retail coach to not only find people to, or businesses, I should say, to come to the community and function long term, but once they're here, then we're tying together the other component of making sure we have the real estate ready, the town looking good. So when we get those people, those businesses to the town, you know, we get even more of a wow factor than what we get currently. And I think we lose sight of it sometimes, but when we travel outside of Carroll and talk to people around the state, we are looked upon very well here in Carroll for the work we've done in our business environment. Mark, I'm glad you're here. You've done a tremendous job, not only at the chamber, but in your own business at Baumgars. What a phenomenal job you've done. I've watched you do that since, you were quite young then.
I was quite young.
Yes, you've done a phenomenal job. But this is exciting. I agree. This is a project that can not only put a report on the desk, but put boots on the ground and make things happen. This looks phenomenal, so thank you all for your work.
And the information garnered to be open to anybody, whether it's a new business or a business that's here, for them to be able to use too.
I actually sat in on a couple of the meetings with the CADC and the chamber and the city. We met a couple of times, and I'll be honest with you, at first, I was, no way, I didn't want this at all, because how many times have we spent money for data and haven't done a thing with it? And that's what I was like, okay, we're going to do the same thing. But as you get through this, you understand this is more than just data. It's data that's going to work for you, and it's data that you need, and this company is going to do the hunting for the people. You know, there's a lot of companies out there that are probably looking for places, but they're not going to want each individual city manager to call them up. They want data, and this company is supplying that data, but they're also taking our information and going out and searching for other companies. And then those companies will listen to them instead of just listen to 50 city managers calling them up. So that's important. And lately, and JCPenney's has brought it up, but even before that, I've been asked quite a bit, you know, how are we going to help the community with all these open spots, empty stores and stuff like that. So this is our action. This is what we're doing. I think it's a great plan. I don't know, Shannon, did you find this company, or they find, I don't know how this came about, but this company's unusual compared to others, isn't it, Shannon?
There are several retail recruitment firms that work in this space. Typically, Mike and I have some familiarity with several, but in the past, prior to the two of us being here, it's something that Carol investigated. And what we've often found is that these firms are more tended to work with Ames and Des Moines and those that see a whole lot more traffic. So Golden Shovel is a company that really leads economic development marketing. And we did have recommendation from them as to how to start to investigate. And I think that Mike, too, was contacted with just some direct marketing and outreach they're doing. And just found, I think that I'm going to speak for both of us here, but, you know, they kind of found a sweet spot. When we hear that they're working in our peer communities that we really compare ourselves to right here in Iowa, we know that they know how Iowans do business, how Iowa communities work to be strong and incentivize projects. And I think one thing to note that really resonated with me when we did have a meeting with Retail Coach was that he absolutely says, do not go out and try to give away the farm. You know, incentives may become a part of the conversation, but don't open with that. You know, don't play that card initially. And so I think a lot of the strategies that they talk about really are things that fit with the values of our council leadership and our economic development program. I think there are a lot of national firms, and it just has to be a fit. You know, I think that's really important. And to have someone come out to the community, take a look, do some walking around and some research, I think that was really important.
One of the things that was brought up in those two meetings by one of the people who was there is there's competition now around us. We've got some cities not too far away from us that are really going after, you know, businesses and other things. And we're not. You know, this is our tool. We got to, you know, we want to stay competitive. So this is our way of going after those businesses. And let's see, I got some other notes. One of the things that I mentioned at that meeting is, you know, us as city council members, we're going to spend $210,000. We're going to be asked from the public, you know, what are we doing? How are we doing this? And, you know, from what I understand, the Retail Coach will help us explain that to the public. They're going to have public meetings and stuff like that. So we're going to be able to explain to the public what we're doing. And, you know, the CADC is involved in this, so that's a countywide thing. But also one of the members for Manning was at one of those meetings and said, whatever's good for Carroll, the overrun will be good for all the other communities in our county. So even though we're focusing on Carroll with this, it will be helpful for the rest of the counties. And then one of the things in this thing that I thought was really important is the difference is either leakage, that means you're losing business, and they will determine that, and some of it is the surplus that we have, that people will come to us, and they're going to determine that for us. To me, that was one of the most important things is where do we stand? They're going to be able to tell us. One of the things I got a question is, Arne, is we're going to be hiring somebody, correct? The CEDC's hiring them? Okay. What type of communication are we going to have with that person on a weekly basis or some sort? Is there going to be some feedback back and forth with the city? Because it's the city's money on this.
Absolutely. As Mike and I have talked, the intention is to have an oversight committee that will really take a look at both projects throughout. But when you get into a little bit more of the action and the recruitment phase of the project, there is a whole lot of data to be delivered. There are, you know, optimistically, I really believe we're going to see some site visits. We're going to have a lot of marketing to do, as well as project management. So I think that as the city is involved and at the table throughout that, I mean, that's a little bit to be determined by Mike, if that's going to be some email reporting and updating, or if that is something specific you're going to want to see further detail on. I will say, you know, similarly to a lot of the project work of CADC, it can't always just be fully reported here. It would need to be an aggregate and with respect to confidentiality, and that's where I kind of throw it back to Mike to use his discretion at how he wants to see that. Whether it be, you know, the number of visits or the number of contacts made, when the company is engaged and they begin that retail phase, there is a dashboard to where you can see how many contacts they've made, who's engaged, maybe who's a no, who's a 2 to 5 years down the road. And so that's stuff that's going to be accessible to that leadership team, not the public by any means. But, you know, I think that we can find a good balance of how that's reported, whether it be through Mike specifically or committee involvement. You know, I would relate that position very much to industry recruitment, et cetera. Similar process, but different. You know, if I was tasked myself with leading a recruitment effort, you buy the data, you aggregate the data, and then you figure out whose door to go knock on. You know, it's not a CEO, it's a real estate professional on staff of that corporation. And so those relationships are already in place. So while that person isn't making that first point of contact, as I've said many times, this company is hired to drive them to our city limit, and it's our job to sell them. It's our job to find out what it's gonna take to make the project happen, what might have to happen to turn a no into a yes, and how to find out what really is the best fit. Because as I said before, if we have to give away all the tax dollars we're looking at bringing back, that's not a win initially. You know, you really have a lot of evaluation to do. So I guess point of that being that the city has to be very much intimately involved in that. I would say it's in our best interest to talk about some of those incentive benchmarks early on, so that Mike and I have the confidence to speak to a company without every step of it coming to the council table and being public knowledge. With that said, obviously, when it's time to finalize a project, it has to come here, and we totally agree. But, you know, when Mike has someone knocking at the door, it's important to be able to say, here are kind of those benchmarks or those policy points that we want to hit before we consider that.
You know, I'm great with that. And to Laverne's point, I would like to see some routine reporting back to the council, maybe not as deep in the weeds as you allude to, Shannon, but just that 50,000-foot view, here's what we've done, right. Here's where we're at in the process, and just keep us alert. And absolutely. I'm moderately sure you'll keep us abreast of that, right, sir?
And, you know, I think even step back with, like, the RDG work, I mean, there's going to be part of that work really does talk about community outreach to make sure people understand what's going on, when they can engage with the process, because that is not, you know, obviously there'll be a steering committee that will kind of navigate that process forward, but specifically that process, you know, does take a lot of community engagement. You know, we need a lot of feedback. We need people, property owners, current shop owners, community members to really engage in that process, because this is really also setting up a vision for the Highway 30 corridor for that next kind of generation for the community. And so that can't just be six people sitting around the table. It has to be a community decision and discussion. So that process will have a lot of detail. I think To kind of follow up on Shannon's, obviously there's going to be, again, a steering committee that's going to work a lot with the retail coach directly through that process. There'll be some aggregate information that we'll certainly share back to the council. But, you know, as Shannon alludes to, there's information like specific company X. We don't necessarily want there to be out there publicly, because while company X may decide this year that Carroll's not a good fit, they may decide a year from now or 2 years from now that Carroll is a good fit. And we don't want to create a situation where it gets out there company X didn't pick Carroll and maybe disparaging words get put out there. You know, we want to have good working relations. So there's a number of reasons why a lot of that information stays private. Additionally, if a company is considering coming Carroll, you don't want a situation where you have a bidding war for real estate, because that's not a good situation. And frankly, many communities have lost opportunities getting into those situations. So there is a lot of confidentiality, but getting aggregate information saying that 30 companies were contacted, eight of them had positive thoughts of coming to Carroll or looking at Carroll, the rest, you know, short term, maybe half didn't, the other half, Carroll's not the right market fit. You know, that type of information, you know, we certainly will get back to council for your information.
Mike, I have a few. I'm a process person.
Yep.
And I think this will help the public also who are listening. I think these two, it sounds like they will be a good fit to work together. You mentioned the cohesion. They're going to work concurrently right out of the chute. One is a six-month contract, which we have in our documents tonight. And the other group, the retail coaches, will continue for three. RDG is kind of they're getting the public involved. Then the retail coaches will be getting the actual retailers, et cetera, driving the train with the data, et cetera. Now, I'm looking at your in the contract we have tonight from RDG, you're designated the city's rep. So do you, I guess I want to understand your role, because I think it's really important that these two groups, they have such expertise, that two groups work together and that information from RDG is shared with the retail coach, and that will happen, right? They're going to do a public online questionnaire, they're going to do tours, et cetera, et cetera. So do you see your role as the person, since you're designated by RDG to be our rep, do you see a role as kind of making sure the information is shared, there is that cohesion?
Absolutely, with RDG.
That's what I would, yeah.
Yep.
Think would happen.
Yep. I mean, obviously with RDG, you know, that's going to be a city-led project. So, yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's more of the point of contact. You know,
right.
That's the responsible party to make sure that information is flowing back and forth.
Questions, making sure the information.
Yep.
You have a full-time job. You can't do this full-time. Yep. But you'll be making sure that there's that give and take between the two of them.
Yep. And I think the collaboration between you know, the work that the city will be leading with RDG and the work that the CADC will be leading with the retail coach. I mean, Shannon and I even today had discussions in person and email, just getting those linkages, because it's important, because certainly we don't want to have a situation where, you know, one group is working and thinking, you know, we're going to do this type of development and the other are going after recruiting a completely different type of retail.
There is a little overlap in what
yes.
they each say they're going to do.
Yep.
With the market, the looking at the market, et cetera.
Yep.
So, no, I figured you would make sure that all of that was going to happen.
Yep.
Okay. Is there a bit of a typo in the project pricing? The $97,000, the first year is $37,500. I mean, I don't have a problem with the numbers, with their...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. And then they add in the $2,500 reimbursables, so the total amount for the retail coach would get us Just a little bit. I mean, it's small, $500 and then the $2,500.
Yeah.
We have that, so we're good.
I mean, the intention would be, you know, the $50,000 a year starting the current fiscal year, each year, and then CADC will actually retain the services of the retail coach.
Yeah.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you are correct about that. Okay. That was a typo on my part. I apologize.
No, that's fine. I didn't know if they had renegotiated or were giving us a break or something.
No, that was a hastily done typo. So.
Okay, all right. Okay, I think I have one more question. Oh, so we will deal with the contract tonight with RDG. We do not have a contract from the retail coach. Will that come to us or will that go to CADC?
That'll go to CADC.
No, I think we finally have some focus and bring all the pieces together, and it'll work.
I also had a conversation with Mark today. One important thing he brought up is this company will really evaluate us, and one thing you don't want to do is make a mistake to some CEOs of companies to overinflate your city. And then all of a sudden that CEO goes, they're not telling the full truth where this company is going to dig in so deep that they have to. Because Mark says CEOs from one company, they talk to other companies, and pretty soon now you're in trouble for a lot of companies. So it was good that you told me that today,
yeah.
Mark.
I mean, we want to not only get new, but we want to retain. So, yeah, we definitely want to retain. We don't want just new and then them fail. So we definitely want them to succeed, which this is going to do that. This, I really do feel that.
And Mark, I mean, there's a big focus on filling the gaps.
Correct.
Because you bring in, you know, that competition with who we already have. We want to
fill the gap and stop the bleed. Supplement. Correct.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
One of the two of you, and or both, I'd like you to comment on, I'm sure you've gone through this, the concern of the businesses that are already here, they're largely funding this by still being here. And this has to represent them as well. So has that been addressed? The existing companies that are here?
Right. One of the things that I think was attractive about this proposal is that in the research, as has been noted, they really do look at what gaps are there. So that opportunity is offered. You know, that data is there. So that the independent, the retail, the existing sector has the opportunity to take a good look at that. I'll use Mark as an example, just because he's here, but you know, lumber. You know, you have to have that research to know if you, and have the confidence in your ability to take on something new, to grow new market lines. And it may be a case of not interested. And they're tough conversations. You know, Jim Allen has talked often about not being protectionist, and I don't think it's quite about that, but we have had the pleasure of being a regional hub. And when you look at our retail numbers pre-COVID, we saw that start to slip. And I think that investing in ourselves and investing those funds into creating additional is an important step for us right now. Someone stated urgent. You know, I think decisions are being made. Those companies that had the cash asset in place are deciding how they grow. And when you partner that with the funds such as what Region 12 has, our existing retailers really have an opportunity to grow if they can navigate this COVID situation. It's been challenging. I don't want to discount that at all. But when you see loan funds at 0% for a couple of years and then just 2%, if Jerry Fleshner decides it's time to take that next step with your business, we have data now, we have the tools in place, and it really is creating a unique opportunity for us as a community to put our best foot forward. So absolutely, that is one of the priorities that have been kept in mind with each proposal we've taken a look at, is how do we nurture our culture for startup and for existings to grow, not just shiny and new, because that's not the future of Carroll. It's not all going to be outside coming in. It's going to be growing our own the best we can.
That's fine, and I'm great that with you saying that. As I read through the documents, there wasn't a lot of reference to the businesses that are here, the backbone, okay? And so I just felt it was good to have you bring that up right now. I knew, I was confident that you had already thought this through, but I just want that brought up, that we're wanting to help the businesses that are here.
Absolutely.
Not just, this isn't just about finding somebody
new.
You're exactly right.
So. Well, the Chamber and CAC are very conscious of our members, so we definitely want them to be happy too. So we do need them to succeed to continue on also. So we've talked in quite depth on that.
It's great. I just wanted it out there. So thank you.
Yeah, if you have a business in town, this information will give you that opportunity to say, look, this is where you could go if you choose to do it. There are some businesses that may not choose to do that, and it's very possible they could fail. But at least this gives them that information that, look, this is open to you, and you can go ahead and use it rather than having recruitment of a competition, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Hey, there is an opening here for selling appliances in such and such a place. This is available. We'll figure out a way we can get it done and do it. So, yeah, that was a lot of the conversations that we had before this. We were really adamant about having this information available to those that are already here so that they can improve themselves too.
One thing that we haven't touched on at all in this meeting that I think is absolutely critical to the discussion as well is the transition planning. You know, that in and of itself. We talk about some of these legacy businesses here, and when you're faced with the decision of, I'm ready to retire, do I lock my door or do I sell? We want to do the best we can to position those existing businesses to see the best value they can get. We just have a legacy of having so many wonderful things here and being known for that. And we want to make sure that we protect that asset too and make sure that those sellers at some point can be confident in making that transition.
Yeah, that's been a topic that's been brought up a lot. Yeah.
I really think it's important that the public is updated and given as much information as you're able, you know, given confidentiality, et cetera, because transparency really adds to trust. And just to build on what Laverne said, you know, this is money that could go for other projects. You know, people, when we elected officials hear from all sorts of people what they like getting to have us do, and I think just keeping them informed, well, that will build the trust. It will also build some excitement for what's going on. And the retail coach said they're going to give monthly updates. So would you anticipate maybe that type of time frame to update the council, which means the public also? Or what do you have any, you know, when you talk to them, what do you anticipate as far as publicizing what you're doing?
We haven't gone to that level. I mean, I don't know that you're going to have press release-worthy content each time. And again, I kind of point back to Mike and talk about needing to develop that strategy. They don't get into that specific of details in here. So I don't know what that monthly might be. It may be something that can just be distributed through his manager's report. You know, I think it's up to him to kind of synthesize how that comes down. But I would say any part of that that can be shared, we're happy to share. And it, to your point, it's important. Yeah, we want to see our community really behind the project and encouraged about it.
Yeah, we all
do. And I would envision that, obviously, I think early on, there's going to be a lot of different elements that are going to come down pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. That's the way I envision it. Mm-hmm. Once you get the kind of that core work done, and even the retail coach, their work done, it's probably going to be less frequent. You know, it'd probably be more like a quarterly update. But yeah, I think you're going to have more updates when those actionable items are really getting forth,
right.
Presented to the community.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are they going to be asking for data from businesses or whatever pre-COVID-19? Because right now, that information would be skewed. Yes. I'm sorry.
I thought that you said skewed. I that's what I thought.
Have you had that conversation with these gentlemen?
For RDG, I mean, obviously, you know, they're going to use a little bit of pre-COVID, but, you know, I think a lot of what we're facing in similar to like road use tax, local option sales tax, that there's such a lag in some of that data. And so that's just really hard to have that real time, because even what, you know, I look at road use tax, for example, you know, some of the early data that was coming down was, you know, DOT was looking at the number of trips that are generated, and it looked like the sky was really falling. As we've been moving through this and the data's kind of caught up that leg, you know, it's really showing a different story. So I think some of that's going to be, it's just going to be the data we can get a hold of is going to make a difference.
I'd even go so far as to say some of this started before pre-COVID, because Mike and I had conversations about stuff that was leaving, and all of a sudden Kmart leaves, and to me that started the trigger, and that's, we kind of started having that conversation. Then JCPenney leaves, and it's like, wait a minute, the mall's sitting empty. We've been lacking stuff down there.
Yeah,
right. And so I think
I was just curious how they were.
Yeah. There's a variety of things that are going on. I mean, I think even with like a Kmart closing, I mean, if you really dig into some of the data points, Kmart closing certainly changed our retail environment. Mm-hmm. But from a local option sales tax revenue,
it hasn't changed that
much. It actually was up the next year, even after Kmart closed. So, you know, there's a lot of factors that are at play. Online shopping has come on board as a local option sales tax or sales tax component, but that was even a year after Kmart closed. So there's just a lot of differences that are happening, a lot of things that are happening in that data. So it's definitely a fluid area to look at.
I think you got to strike the balance too. You know, you've got to look at COVID and that quick snapshot, but you got to look at the trend. And so I would say there are so many data sources out there that I think there will be a good balance of taking a good look at what's available now and historically how we've trended as a community. And so my estimation would be that there will be a good balance between the two.
Mike, can you elaborate? If I heard you right, you mentioned that online shopping and that it, did I mishear you, that improved or changed the option sales tax?
Yeah, I don't know the exact date that it happened, but there was a U.S. Supreme Court case that changed the dynamic that allowed states to impose sales tax, not just local option sales tax,
right,
but sales tax in general on online sales.
Mm-hmm.
So that obviously is some of the increases we've seen in local option sales tax. But, you know, back to my point, too, of, you know, even with Kmart closing,
that
Kmart closed, and it was a year later that I know local option, that court case changed the dynamic for sales tax.
I will have to admit that I didn't realize that affected local option sales tax, only the state sales tax. So
yeah, I mean,
it does.
So anytime a package is delivered within the city of Carroll,
right,
and they collect sales tax, we get
that
local option sales tax on that.
That was 2018, I think, when South Dakota v. Wayfair went on.
Yeah. Will this also provide maybe the RDG, will this also give the city maybe some information as to what we need to do as a government entity to help, you know, give us information to help, what is it that we need to offer or do or so don't do anything? Or
so RDG, the work they'll do will do a number of components in that regard. I mean, first of all, they will look at the entire corridor of Highway 30 and kind of identify some areas that, you know, we need to really look at and improve upon, both from a kind of aesthetic issue, but also from kind of land use issues that are maybe happening in the corridor. You know, do you want to have Company X in your downtown? And, you know, there'll be some discussions there in our zoning code today.
Yeah, it was the zoning codes that we'd have to update. Yeah, okay.
And in some instances, they will look at and say, okay, here are some code regulations you have in place that are really a detriment to what you want. Mm-hmm. And so they'll provide some code review.
Give us some direction on what we have to
kind of
change
address those issues. So, you know, it's going to look at a lot of facets in that regard.
Okay. Any other questions, Mike or Shannon or?
Just two really quick notes. I mean, certainly we've talked a lot about communication, but I really want to emphasize to you guys that at any point per my email today, I'm always available and happy to help out. Like was stated, Mike won't be a full-timer on this, nor will I, but we want it to work so badly. You know, this town has such an opportunity to grow and to be stellar and a step ahead of others our size. And I mean, I wholeheartedly believe this is one of the next best steps for us. But to that, I want you guys to be confident and comfortable. And if there are ever questions, you definitely know where to find me. Now, flipping gears really quickly, next Tuesday, we have got a national site consultant going to be doing that CDC meeting. Yeah. And he really is going to be talking more to the industry side, but talking to us about, you know, what's happening post-COVID. How do we as a community position ourselves? So, you know, at the end of the day, all of this is marketing and telling our story and finding the right people to listen to it. So certainly if you can hop on from noon to one, it's just a Zoom meeting, and this guy is super impressive. Like I said, I would put him in the top five across the country. And so it's a really neat opportunity for us. So if you can, definitely join us.
I got the
email out to everyone. Yeah. So if you need that again, I'm happy to get that back out to you.
Okay. Mark? You good?
I think I'm good.
All right. Since you showed up, I was going to say.
I was here.
Okay. Are there any other questions for Mike from the council? If not, I will need a do those figures, do they change that much down below in the?
No, I mean, it doesn't change anything in the below area.
Okay. It just gets it up to, okay. So I'll need a motion to approve a contract with RDG Planning and Design Group in the amount of $60,000 for the US 30 corridor plan.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion to second. There's no other discussion. We'll go ahead and vote, please.
Seaman?
Yes.
Cox?
Yes.
Haley?
Yes.
Bass?
Yes.
Dirks?
Yes.
Fleschner?
Yes.
Resolution is approved.
Mr. Mayor, before you move forward.
Yes, sir.
That retail coach that is with CADC, the contract, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm, yep. For us, the minutiae of the dollars is not necessary.
Correct. It's just that this motion is just simply providing the funding for CADC to make that.
Yep. Getting within that $500 mark. Yeah.
Yep. So did you want to make a motion?
Yes. Yes.
Just read number two.
Yeah.
You got it. There you go. I'm off page. You go ahead, Mr. Mayor.
Need a motion to approve providing Carroll Area Development Corporation $50,000 per year starting in fiscal year 2021 for a total of 3 years for a total of $150,000 to support the development of retail recruitment for Carroll by retaining the services of the retail coach and to support the administration of this project.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and second. Any other discussion? We'll go ahead and vote, please.
Cox?
Yes.
Fleschner?
Yes.
Seaman?
Yes.
Dirks?
Yes.
Bass?
Yes.
Haley?
Yes.
Motion is approved.
Thank you.